Jai Shri Krishna. Welcome to the first terracotta model theme from Rudevara. It is our humble dedication to Lord Krishna, who has been the inspiration and our guide. We are blessed and thankful that the Lord has manifested this creation through us. This creation is born out of love and devotion. Each of these clay figures in front of you are masterpieces in their own right, created with perfection by the finest craftsmen in India, who follow a 200-year-old tradition of making such figures. These figures are made with high-quality standards in all aspects of production. We have encouraged local artistic traditions and respected the craftsmen's creative skills and imagination. The biggest contributor in this creation is our own Mother Earth, who provides her most primordial material, clay. And we are eternally thankful to her. This creation is entirely a labor of love. It is a celebration of beauty and best of human endeavor. Purity and devotion are the key elements in the making of these figures. As a result, each figure takes a divine form and evokes an instant spiritual connection. We firmly believe this set will find a home where the Lord wishes to go. More than a work of art, it is a work of devotion. Our work will be fulfilled and amply rewarded if it sparks the same devotion to the Lord which we have experienced in its making. This inaugural theme is of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the great apostle of love of God and one who started the congregational chanting Nam Sankirtan with the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the simplest form, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, appearing as his own worshipper. He is the combined form of Krishna and Krishna's most dear devotee, Radharani. He came to experience the love she feels for him and to show by example how to fully surrender to Krishna. Sri Chaitanya exhibited signs of love of God to the highest degree and emphasized chanting the holy names of Krishna as the best means to attain love of God. He came to earth simply to preach Krishna Bhakti or love of Krishna. The highlight of our set is Lord Jagannath of Puri, who takes the center stage. Sri Chaitanya spent the last 24 years of his life in Puri, dedicating it to the ecstatic worship of Lord Jagannath, whom he considered a form of Krishna. He propagated the Sankirtan movement here, which laid great emphasis on devotional worship of Krishna. Jagannath literally means Lord of the Universe and is considered as one of the most famous manifestations of Lord Vishnu. He is part of a triad along with his brother Balram and sister Subhadra. We now come to the scene on the left. It shows Sri Chaitanya in front of Radha and Krishna, with Ramanand Ray sitting with folded hands. Ramanand Ray was one of the most intimate associates of Sri Chaitanya. They often engaged in lengthy discussions. At the end of one of these discussions, which lasted for 10 days, Sri Chaitanya revealed himself in one dazzling form as both Srimati Radharani and Shri Krishna. The five people who we see in the front are known as the Panchatattva. They incarnated on earth in the late 15th century and are believed to be the five manifestations of Lord Krishna. They are Sri Chaitanya in the center, Nityanand Prabhu and Advaita Acharya to his right, and Gadadhar Pandit and Srivasa Thakur to his left. Sri Chaitanya was always accompanied by these four associates who famously spread the Hare Krishna mantra and the practice of devotion to Krishna throughout India. In conclusion, the whole theme is essentially about devotion, and who else would better symbolize it than Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? By accepting the role of a devotee, he made the whole world dance in ecstasy. He taught devotion by personally practicing it. His biggest contribution is starting the Nama Sankirtan movement, going from village to village, as you see on the right of the set. For more than 500 years, it is still practiced with equal fervor and devotion. It is the simplest and most elegant recourse we have in today's age, serving as a prime benediction for humanity at large. Jai Shri Krishna.